Rod Nelson. Barely old enough for pubic hair, we were Peter Pan's lost boys, dancing amongst lonely boulders and forgotten fairy tale mountain meadows, flower strewn and lush green from snowmelt. We stood on top of snow-covered mountains, magically rising above cotton candy clouds, and sent make-believe yodels into the blue void. Our happy thought at night, we were climbers. Then St. Helens, with her beautiful white curves, exploded. The idyll ended, and the storm years arrived. We were young wolves loping up mountain slopes, morphing into spider monkeys, swarming up rock and ice faces, standing briefly triumphant on summits, lustfully looking over the sea of peaks, sheiks eyeing their harem, deciding which peak to climb next and which one after that. And if we ran out of daylight, we slept curled in the rocks. We sat terrified on high alpine ledges, the smell of lightning, flashing death daggers, hail piling up like frozen popcorn. Strung out on treacherous leads, the abyss staring at us, we uttered primal cries to our mothers. We huddled shivering in deep freeze lockers hacked out of ice. And when the storm ended, when daylight returned, we bottled our fear and climbed on. Icarus, on the very edge of that black hole, flirting with its gravitational pull. And some of us got sucked in, bodies still roped together, lying broken in mountain bergschrunds. We performed CPR on climbing companions, their dead limbs bouncing in the talus with each compression, a single stream of dried blood across one cheek. We skipped the funerals and climbed on. It unjumbled our lives, brought us a brief peace. The traumas of war, betrayal, loss, dropped away as cleanly as a stone kicked off a Yosemite ledge. We skirted too close to that black hole ourselves. Immobilized by pulmonary edema, we were dragged down Himalayan peaks. Knocked senseless by rockfall, we were helicoptered to hospitals. We took falls, fracturing ankles, shattering shoulders. Hobbled, we climbed on. We became old men with sun-scarred necks, ancient white bark pines weathered and curled leeward by mountain winds. But our bodies are not statues, frozen marble white like Mallory's on Everest. So we limp out the door to climb again. Not because it's there, but because we still need unjumbling. We still crave tranquility. Because every time we tie that rewoven figure eight, on the other end of the rope, there's a brother whose eyes burn as brightly blue as deep glacier ice. A fellow lost boy, still dancing in fairy tale meadows.